You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to Pilgrim on the 405. We are privileged today to hear from a fellow who knows lots about how to make businesses thrive. In fact, he spent his life working on software tools to help companies thrive. He's currently lives in Michigan, in Detroit, and he can tell us a lot about how to help small businesses as they grow to find that accounting tool that's going to help them support all of their efforts at growth without a huge capital investment. So, welcome, John Silvani, President and CEO of Gravity Software. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity here.
Well, now, as you know, we spend our time on the radio here helping businesses in California thrive. So tell us a little bit about how you got to Gravity Software and what kinds of things were important to you as your business was growing.
So in my background, I've kind of been known as a serial entrepreneur. I've started multiple companies over the last 20-plus years, sold three of those in the last 5 years, and kind of gained a lot of experience and knowledge along the way. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into helping a small business grow, and I've studied entrepreneurialism, and it's not just as simple as having a great idea. It's all the other pieces and parts that come into maintaining that business, you know, the infrastructure of that business, all the moving parts all have to be aligned for a business to do well.
So how did you get into software itself?
Well, I was a kind of a technology nerd. I was actually a CPA in a former life, and I ended up kind of just falling in love with technology, and at that time it was PCs and DOS and, you know, the old days. And I became in the accounting office kind of the one guy that everybody turned to for PC help. And that started into doing stuff for clients, and started building a practice, and then slowly evolving into creating and owning technology software companies.
Well, tell us a little bit about, we spend a lot of time talking to businesses here, so how can Gravity Software help a business thrive in California?
So we architected Gravity specifically for growing businesses. In the marketplace today, there are a lot of what I would consider entry-level applications, and they do a great job. You know, products like QuickBooks and FreshBooks and Xero. And for where they're architected, they do a really, really good job. But what starts to happen as businesses start to grow is they need, and I'll just say, more horsepower. And that can be security and features and reporting. And traditionally, the jump up from those entry-level systems was to large enterprise systems, which were hugely expensive, not just hugely expensive to buy, but significantly expensive to own, meaning to manage and do maintenance and so on. So Gravity was really architected for the spot where people have outgrown that entry-level system, but really don't want to, you know, spend all the money and resources to get to that enterprise level. So we have a lot of the features that they need, but we don't cost or are as difficult to use as those enterprise systems.
Well, how would a business know that they've outgrown? This would be something like QuickBooks, right?
Correct.
How would they know that? What are the signs that a company has outgrown its software package?
Well, you know, one of the most powerful tools in the world is Excel or a spreadsheet. You know, and everybody uses spreadsheets for all kinds of ad hoc things. But when you start using spreadsheets in replacement of your daily tasks because you can't do your tasks in your normal accounting system. So instead of being able to go into your system and do certain types of activities that would be recurring every day, you're going into a spreadsheet constantly. So that becomes very inefficient. You have double entry, there's chances of error. You can't share that spreadsheet easily with other people in the company. So the first indication would be just lots of spreadsheets around to do the work that you should be doing inside your system. You know, another very common thing is just a lot more manual procedures. You know, or instead of people being able to know that we have inventory available, they have to pick up the phone, call somebody else, they have to go look into something. You know, with that data should become more transparent. And so when we have lots and lots of manual procedures building up, that's another sign that they've really truly outgrown the platform that they're on.
Okay, so going into spreadsheets, lots of manual procedures. How have packages like QuickBooks attempted to deal with this growth beyond their original scope?
Well, I think one of the things that I have to respect about organizations like QuickBooks is they don't try to be everything to everybody. They don't try to service a small, medium, and enterprise customer. They know that they're very, very good and very strong at that entrepreneurial stage, that startup stage. So they generally have enhanced their capability at that level, but they really aren't, you know, trying to address that next step up. And that's where, again, it's been kind of a black hole because nobody's really wanted to play in the middle level. You know, everybody's fighting for at the Ford Focus level and at the Cadillac level, but nobody's going after the Chevy level. And that's, again, where gravity comes in.
I've heard that there were lots of modules and additional widgets that can get added into a software package to compensate for, you know, the task of a business being out of scope with the original intent of the software. Am I right in that?
Yeah, so that would be like another indicator that they've really outgrown the system. So you have a very nice entry-level system, not working well, so you buy something else from a third party to fix a problem, and then you buy something else from another third party to fix a problem. And before you know it, you don't really have one simple solution. You have all these pieces and parts that are kind of all kind of mixed up in trying to solve what really needs to be a holistic system. And so that's a very common problem, and it's another sign that you've really outgrown the system you started with.
Okay, so what is it that, how do businesses, that the ones that you've seen, especially in difficult times, you've seen them in Detroit, what do businesses do to compensate for those kind of really impactful social and financial conditions?
Well, you know, again, the hard part about being an entrepreneur is knowing when to make a change, for example, in your accounting system. Sometimes, just, you know, you're focused on one thing, your product, your service, and doing that very, very well. But running a business is not just one thing. It's a collection of different disciplines, whether they be managing the business as a business, whether it be human capital or talent, whether it be that product or service. So, you know, probably one of the most important things that any entrepreneur, and this is where sometimes outside influences can help. An accountant, a consultant can say, let me evaluate or give you some guidance on are you being efficient or not efficient, because we all seem to get a little bit of what I'll say tunnel vision in that we know what we're doing, we know we're doing it well, but we don't see the other things around us.
Well, as a company makes a transition from something like QuickBooks or any of the other packages that were designed to work with smaller companies, as they make the transition to something like Gravity, is that a time for them to kind of clean house, to focus on their business processes and make that shift to a new package, but also have a clarification of what the processes are going to be for the next level of their business?
Absolutely. One of the biggest or one of the worst practices that we see companies do is they say, this is how I do it in QuickBooks or Xero or any system, and I've got this new better system, but I'm going to take all the same things and do it the same way. Like I'm going to convert my data exactly from the old system to the new system. So they don't take any of the advantages that the new system can offer because they've just brought in, in essence, old business practices and old processes and old data. So probably the most important part, whether it be going to Gravity or any system, when you make that change, is to stand back and really take a clean look at where your business is going to be, not just where it is, but where's it going to be? So, for example, we'll walk into companies that have one office, and they start to say, you know, I know I'm growing, so I want a better system. Well, maybe they're planning to have two, three, or four offices in the next few years. Let's plan that in the implementation so that adding offices and being able to capture data and report on it is really easy. So really planning really is extremely important anytime you change systems, bringing in, again, where you're going to be, what type of expectations, and, you know, working with your whole management team to kind of capture all the requirements that you're going to need.
Well, who would help with that kind of transition? Is that CPAs? Do you help with that?
So Gravity is really a software company. I have done that in my former life quite a bit. But there are organizations that specialize in implementing business software. And when I say business software, that's more than just accounting. Usually it's other aspects like sales and marketing solutions, office automation solutions. But people who specialize in doing business software, if they're good at what they do, do a level of what I would call business reengineering along the way. So that's back to planning where we're going to be and making sure that whatever we engineer in today is going to be able to fit planning. And so across the U.S., there are organizations known as value-added resellers. They're usually affiliated with one or more products. Like, we have people that work with Gravity around the country that do that. And those are probably, again, one of the avenues. CPAs definitely have a lot of capability to help organizations, but sometimes CPAs only look at one little aspect, maybe financial information. They may not look at the operational side or the sales and marketing side. So some of the consulting organizations usually are a little bit better at bringing the whole realm of activities in an organization, not just the accounting issues.
When you and I met, we spoke about your connection with Gino Wickman, the founder of the Entrepreneurial Operating System, EOS, in Detroit. Tell us a little bit about, because this is a group that does help with this kind of recalibration, reformation, revisioning of a company's direction, right?
In one sense, they absolutely do, but in some there's some areas that they don't actually go into. So, EOS, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System, is a very strong blueprint to help an organization grow. And what it really tries to do is try to bring all aspects of an organization. As I mentioned, it's not just the one product or service. It's the people side of it. It's the infrastructure or reporting side of it, so on. So what EOS tries to do is help a business owner or a management team see and bring and make transparent all aspects of growing an organization. And they actually have identified six tenets that a company needs to actually be looking at to grow. And basically, they are industry non-specific. They don't actually have any one industry in mind. So from that standpoint, they're going to help an organization actually lay a good foundation, having their team kind of open up to seeing more than just that narrow focus or tunnel vision. What those organizations don't do is what I would say is the actual reengineering of information in the way of developing the actual process, of saying that we need financial statements by office in 3 years. What do we have to do today to be able to engineer to do that? They will help the team see that they need to grow into five offices, but they won't actually do the engineering or help the company do the engineering to get there.
And is that something that the Gravity software package can help a company that wants to grow? Can they help them make those kind of transitions?
Our Gravity resellers can. Gravity, we are primarily a software company, and our goal is to develop really good software. We've actually incorporated some of the EOS tools into Gravity so that we can be, again, more holistic at having a strong tool set encompassing all sides of a business. But our implementers are the people that are going to really help take that business and do the re-engineering and say, you know, this is what we need to have in sales. How do we actually capture data in sales to know are we our sales metrics, for example, are we getting to where we want to be, and what do we have to do to capture that?
So talk a little bit about your value-added resellers that are associated with Gravity.
So we've been fairly selective and working with resellers, and all of our resellers are experienced in having done this before. We don't really take on somebody who's never done a business software implementation before. So they usually have a handful of staff, quite often specialized in different areas, some financial, some sales and marketing, for example. They'll have multiple years of doing this with small to medium businesses. And so they bring to the expertise of working with Gravity and working with businesses to actually help, you know, implement the system correctly first. You know, there's not really any, I'll say, magic to it or so on. It's just that level of experience. You know, if a lot of companies say, well, I can just do it myself. And that's fine. I mean, we try to engineer Gravity to be as easy to use as possible. But when they get all the way through at the end and they look backwards and they go, wow, now that I know how everything works, if I would have done these things differently, it would have been so much easier or better or faster. Well, that's the experience of having worked with Gravity, for example, or any package, and the experience of helping bring what I call best practices to a company to say, this is how companies of your size or your industry, this is what they're doing. And so those best practices really help a company, again, to develop internal practices that are kind of the best in the industry.
So I would assume that you have some of those VARs in California.
Absolutely.
Any particular places that are particularly strong with VARs that are busy implementing Gravity software in companies?
Yep. I mean, our largest concentration in California is actually in Southern California. You know, anywhere from L.A. south to San Diego kind of area. We've got three resellers right in that area that are very active with Gravity. We do have resellers, again, in Northern California and around the country, but obviously Southern California being strategically a stronghold for, you know, what I would call small to medium businesses, you know, especially in that south of L.A. area, you just see a huge number of organizations that are growing down there, doing well. And, you know, that's where we seem to have a really good foothold.
Well, now, doing business in California is often said to be difficult because of regulatory and fiscal constraints. Can you tell us anything that you see or you've heard from your VARs about what might be businesses should prepare for?
Well, I would have to say I haven't heard of anything specific to California. Each state obviously has regulations and so on. But what I would say maybe in that vein is one of the most important things that I've learned, you know, having been a CPA and having to, you know, work with the IRS and audits and compliance in general, is that when you come to the table with in a compliance audit or any type of scenario, and you have very strong, very good documentation, everything ties out, that compliance officer or so on is not going to ask you a lot of questions because they feel like you have your act together. If you come to the table with a shoebox and say, well, let me try to find everything for you, you know, they're going to have that feeling that you really don't know, and they're going to start digging. So having good infrastructure in your company that basically can provide that level of confidence that I can walk in and have all the documentation, everything's right there and easy, is going to really help any business in a compliance situation or regulatory be able to not just meet them, but prove that they've met them, because that's the harder part. You can meet all the regulations, but if you can't prove it, you're still going to be in trouble. But having the ability to have all that documentation at your fingertips, all tied out, you're showing to that compliance organization that I'm under control.
Mm-hmm. As you've built your own businesses, what tools could you recommend that businesses look to thrive in the midst of these kinds of obstacles?
Well, one of the probably the most underrated tool, I'll call it that, that I think every business should be investing in is some level of what we call today a CRM system. And it's not just from a compliance standpoint, but just really from the ability to manage all the processes from beginning to end. And of course, you're capturing data points along the way and measurements and so on. But CRM systems really are working with your salespeople, your marketing people, and your customer service people. And if you think about it, financial business systems are all about dollars. You know, we know what somebody paid, we know what they bought, how many invoices we sent them. We all know all the numbers about a relationship. But accounting systems don't have the what I call the knowledge. Do we have opportunities to sell more out there? What is the owner's specific interest? Is he starting a new business? You know, what kind of proposals can we put have out there, so on. So, or do we have customer service problems? Do we have an issue, you know, that there's certain things that have a warranty, a defect? So what a CRM system does is take the knowledge side of a relationship, and when you marry the two together, like we have done with Gravity, you have both the financial side of a relationship and the knowledge side of a relationship. You know, the typical example I always use is a salesperson making a sales call. So if he makes a sales call and the first thing he hears on the phone is, I've been calling your customer service department for a week and no one's ever gotten back to me, you know, and the salesman has been trying to sell something new, is now on the defensive. He has to apologize. He has to go make phone calls internally, find out what's going on, call the customer back. He's not selling anything. He's just wasting his time trying to manage a relationship. If he had that data in front of him that, yes, there was a customer service problem, and if he actually knew that it was being handled, maybe not by the, you know, they were contacting somebody else in the organization, not the person, the owner, the purchasing agent, he could actually change that whole conversation, say, when the guy says, look, I've been trying to contact your customer service, you know, group, his response can be, we're on top of it. We just shipped you the item yesterday. It should be in your hands by 10 o'clock this morning. We're in control. We're taking care of you. Now let me sell you something. Whole different relationship when you have knowledge. So again, when we start putting knowledge and dollars together, we get a really different ability to sell and manage an organization.
Well, now, Gravity is built on the top of Microsoft CRM. Tell us how that happened.
Well, in my past, I'd had actually sold about hundreds of organizations over about 20 years, financial systems, and more recently, CRM systems. And what we found was, in almost every case, the financial system and the CRM system were two separate islands. And then some companies said, you know, we really want to bring them together, so they had to build bridges with other software to put the two islands together, and it was never perfect. And it was always two different applications, two different databases, us trying to make them kind of synchronize. So when we decided to design Gravity, and we knew that CRM-based applications were going to be more and more important to small growing businesses, we said, let's build it on a CRM platform so there is no bridge, there is no two databases, it's all one application. Everything now is available based on security. A CFO can actually look at what opportunities are coming in next month by just having the right security. A salesperson with one click can see what's in inventory just based on his security, not having to log into another application, call somebody else. So our goal with Gravity is to make data transparent, you know, so that people have access to it when they need it and have easy access to it. So being on that one, everything on one platform, we're able to accomplish that very well.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, where is Microsoft in all of this? Was this something you had to license the CRM? Did you talk with them?
Well, Microsoft's fully, you know, in obviously aware and endorsing us completely. But, you know, yes, so we, of course, license the platform from Microsoft. It's not something that we've created. The CRM platform they've created, they have 4 million users on it. We license that platform from Microsoft, and we're able to extend it, you know, again, with our application to make it a complete, you know, again, business platform with all aspects, knowledge, dollars, salespeople, accounting people. So that really marries it all together. So yes, so absolutely, Microsoft, I think, is highly, highly pushing this as a concept in general. They, you know, single one application to make everything easier.
Well, that's wonderful. So now, if somebody was aware that they were constantly going into spreadsheets, they have lots of manual procedures they have to execute on a regular basis, and it just seems like these modules that they have to add on to solve particular problems because their business is really outgrowing the scope of the software package, the accounting package that they're using. Who should they call? Should they call you? Should they call one of the VARs here in Southern California?
Well, probably it would be easiest to start by talking with us. We will then, as we understand, because some of our VARs specialize in certain industries, like we have a VAR that specializes just in the restaurant industry, which is great because if you're a restaurant, a growing restaurant, maybe a couple of restaurants in a group, you know, you want somebody who understands your industry to help you, not just a generic person. So what we would do is work with them initially to understand their needs. Can we meet their needs? And if we can, have them work with one of our resellers to be able to understand, you know, again, more in depth and bring that level of experience to the table to help them, you know, see if we're the right solution. You know, Gravity is a great product. It's not perfect for everybody, but we feel that it's a very strong solution for a big contingent of the small to medium businesses. So we want to be there for those guys. But again, we will tell you up front if we're not going to be a fit because of a special industry or something that we may not have in our playbook.
So how would somebody get in touch with you?
The easiest thing to do is our website, which is www.go-gravity.com. And that's good. There's a lot of great information about the product. There's ways of contacting us off of that. There's even ways of doing a trial of the software. You know, again, we try to be very transparent ourselves and letting people play with our software before they make any commitment. There's, you know, just basically fill out a form, you get a password, you can actually log in and play. So we want people to basically get on our platform, play with it, but the website has a lot of information. Put them in contact with us, and then we can, as appropriate, put them in contact with the reseller.
So www.go-gravity.com. Is there a telephone number on there?
There is a telephone number. There are contact forms, you know, so absolutely I would use the website probably first. And what's nice about the website is they can be there 24/7, don't have to worry about, you know, time zones or anything like that.
Well, good. So what do you say to businesses who are beyond the startup, but they're moving into that place? Not exactly, not every company is going to have that hockey stick effect, but there are companies who are going to have significant growth. What are some of the lessons that you've learned that you want to leave with them about anticipating that growth and anticipating any problems that are going to pop up?
Well, I mean, it's almost impossible, I would say, to anticipate problems because you'll never expect the majority of them. It's really being able to react and react quickly to problems and issues. And in my experience, when you don't react quickly, if we don't see a problem or you don't react to it, make a decision, especially as a growing business, that's when trouble starts. Small to medium businesses, growing businesses, have the unique ability that they can kind of be like a speedboat. They can turn really fast. If there's an issue out there, they can react to it. Large companies, you know, have to go through committees and have, you know, lots of processes before they can make a change or a decision. But as a small to medium businesses, we can analyze, we can fix it, we can turn. And that's something that you really have to be aware of. And whether it be using an application like Gravity or any other application, you need to be able to find those problems. They have to become transparent. If they're hidden because they're in the data somewhere, no one sees that inventory items aren't selling, that's money tied up and we're going to lose money now. So again, if I know they're not turning, I can make a decision to reduce the price, do something else. But I can't do that unless I have the actual information. So make sure, as any business has, make data transparent to the whole management team as appropriate so they can react. Trust your people if you've got good people. You know, there's a lot of lessons there. And that's why they also encourage, again, going back to some of the EOS, and their website is EOSworldwide.com. There's a lot of great tools and things on there on just kind of those blocking and tackling moves that any, you know, fast-growing business should do.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, John. This has been a very insightful conversation with you. I really appreciate what you're bringing to people, especially the businesses that are growing in Southern California and helping them thrive. We'll be looking forward to talking to some of the VARs for Gravity Software here on the radio show in the near future. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Well, we've been talking to John Silvani, the founder and developer and CEO of Gravity Software, that software that's going to, accounting software that's going to help companies that have outgrown those packages of accounting software that were designed for small businesses. And as they grow, they find that they are spending a lot of time in spreadsheets, a lot of manual procedures, and lots of additional modules from a third party that might complicate how they do their business. So we're fortunate to be able to spend some time with John Silvani, one of the top software developers in Detroit, and he's had lots of awards for him. So this is the Pilgrim on the 405 wishing you and your businesses the opportunity to thrive in Southern California.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.